Top of the seventh inning, Keith Bodie does stay in the game. He argued quite a while there with Anthony Perez at the plate, but he is not ejected. Pitch on the way to Sicknar Floopstock. He has a fastball up and in. 4-0, Lynchburg leads, top of the seventh inning. Loopstock has walked twice, scored once. He's 0-for-1. 5-3 double play the one time he put the ball between the lines. Pitches up and in. 2-0 is the count. Keith Bodie was arguing a possible foul tip at the plate. Shane Holscher was pretty adamant. He had nicked the ball with the bat, and the ball hit the dirt. 2-0 on the way. Fastball hits the outside, 2-1. Keith Bodie saw the same thing from the third base coach's box. He came sprinting down the line, got in the face of Perez. Pretty heated argument right on top of the plate. 2-1. He has a fastball up and away, 3-0. It was literally on the plate. Jay Flaw could not warm up. He had to play catch with Armando Ariza, who was standing about 5 feet up the first base line. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Threw a fastball by him on the outer half. Loopstock, Maribel, Cervenka coming up here in the seventh inning. Hillcats have 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Frederick, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. The 3-2 is inside. Loopstock with the leadoff walk. His third free pass of the game.
Right fielder, number 9, Connor Maribel.
Connor Maribel coming up. Loopstock had never walked 3 times in a game until just now. Career high, 3 walks for Loopstock. This is his 5th year as a professional. He's at first base. Throw over that direction. Loopstock back on his feet. Loopstock had only walked twice in a game, 4 times this season. That's out of 63 games. Takes his lead off first. Pitch on the way. Here's a fastball that tails off the plate to Maribel. Maribel 1-for-3. His base hit was back in the third inning. So Keith Bodie stays in the game. Tony Mancelino was ejected 1 inning ago, arguing a timing play in which Anthony Perez's call went against the Hillcats, took a run off the board. Pitch is low. 2-0 is the count. And Ariza goes out to talk to Jay Flaw on the mound. And now Blaine Beatty, the pitching coach of Frederick, will jog out as well to join the discussion. 1 on, nobody out. Lynchburg leading 4-0 in the seventh inning. We had ourselves a dilemma in the broadcast booth between innings. We had to decide out of the 2 cupcakes that Jeff Arnold kindly delivered to us for Coyote's birthday. Should we eat the one with fewer sprinkles or the one with more sprinkles first? We decided, we forgot to inform you of this, but did make the decision we will eat both. But not during the game, only one. Went with the one with fewer sprinkles, saving the one with more sprinkles for later tonight. 2-0 pitch is fouled out of play to the left. 2 balls and a strike. Loopstock at first base. Nobody out here in the seventh inning. 4-0 Lynchburg. We do thank Jeff Arnold for delivering those. They had cupcakes in the booth to our right as well, celebrating Coyote's birthday, the mascot of the Frederick Keys. 2-1. Fastball, knee-high strike, middle away, 2-2. In case you're wondering, they are chocolate cupcakes, white frosting, orange and black sprinkles. Orange and black being the colors of the Frederick Keys, the same as the parent squad, the Baltimore Orioles. Throw over to first. Loopstock is picked off. He breaks towards second base. He's going to try to get to a rundown, and he will be tagged out. So Loopstock is picked off for the 2nd time this week. 1 away. Maribel remains the batter. The count remains 2-2. It goes down as 1-3-6. The pickoff throw to first. Loopstock broke towards second base, realizing he had no chance to get back to the bag. And then when the throw went to second base, Loopstock tried to reverse course, but he did not have a chance. He was tagged out fairly quickly. 2-2 pitches high to Maribel, full count. Fly at the belt, continues work from the stretch, nobody on base. 3-2 is popped up into the third base seats. We have to finish our discussion on mutton busting. We don't want to leave you hanging if you are not familiar. It's an event at rodeos in the same vein as bull riding or bronc riding, but it's designed for kids and usually involves sheep. Pitch is high. Maribel has a one-out walk. The reason we bring this up, Shane Holscher was a mutton busting champion at the age of four growing up in Cameron, Texas. We found this out. He's the Frederick Keys third baseman who walks up to the plate to the tune of Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith. The reason he was the mutton busting champion, you have to give a little bit of a disclaimer. The idea is, again, same vein as bull riding or bronc riding. Child is placed on top of a sheep in a riding position. You're just supposed to hang on tight. Pitch on the way. Here's a curveball in for a strike. Well, what ended up happening was Holscher grabbed onto that sheep really tight at this particular rodeo, just held on. The sheep ran out there, got a little stage fright. The 0-1 fouled into the first base stands, and the sheep just stopped. Did not move, just stood there. So Holscher just held on, and just like that, he was the champ. He held on the longest. Why not? We all need a little help along the way. Sometimes it's a sheep standing still. The 0-2 is a breaking ball down to the dirt. Cervenka's 0-2, a walk and a run scored. Hillcats with a 4-0 lead, 3 runs in the second, 1 run in the third. Frederick has just 2 hits so far today. Right-hander to a right-hander. Infield is double play, depth up the middle. The 1-2. Check swing and a curveball in the dirt. They appeal. He did not go. Runner goes to second base, so it becomes a wild pitch. They announced passed ball over the PA system. The pitch was in the dirt. I don't know about that. Cervenka checked his swing, held up. For now, it has been announced as a passed ball. We'll see if that stays. Runner is second, one down. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Flaw steps off the back of the rubber. Hillcats own a 10-2 record against the Frederick Keys this year. Lynchburg is really beaten up on the Keys here in the month of June. That's when all of these meetings have taken place. Today is the last day of June, if you haven't checked your watch or calendar lately. 2-2 on the way. Is fouled down off of Ariza. Oh, my. He is in a lot of pain there. That was a hanging breaking ball. Cervenka got the very top portion of it. Fouled it straight down off the top of the left shoulder of Ariza. That missed the chest protector because of the weird angle in which Cervenka barely contacted that ball. He fouled it straight down, essentially, and it hit Ariza right on that left shoulder. Ariza shakes it off. He's ready to go. That cannot feel good. That's his glove side. He pounds the mitt with the right fist, now sets up a target. 2-2 pitch, and that is fouled back to the screen. On a high fastball, Cervenka battling flaw here. Daniel Salter's on deck. Hillcats have loaded the bases twice today. They have not scored in either of those innings. It was actually two other innings in which the Hillcats scored. Three runs on three hits in the second. That included a pair of triples in that frame. Flaw is set. Here's a 2-2. Fastball outside. Jod Carter had a two-run triple in the second inning. He scored three batters later on an RBI triple by Jonathan Mendoza. Three runs on three hits in that frame. One run on one hit in the third inning. Sicknarf Loopstock had a leadoff walk, and he scored on a fielder's choice hit by Daniel Salters. 3-2 pitch is called strike three. Fastball at the knees. Cervenka knew it. He's spun around in frustration, heading back to the dugout. Third base side almost immediately. Two down, Daniel Salters to the plate. Maribel remains at second base. Base hit has a chance to drive him in for the fifth run of the game. Pitch on the way. It is a low fastball. According to Wikipedia, and this will be the last point we make on this, the vast majority of children participating in mutton busting fall off in less than 8 seconds. Yet they have no source on that. 1-0 pitch is fouled back. Apparently that's just common knowledge. Don't need a source. It's the majority of kids fall off after less than 8 seconds. And in case you're wondering, and this is sourced, so I guess we'll make one more point about it. Don't worry. Age, height, and weight restrictions on participants are designed to prevent injuries to the sheep. So everybody is kept safe. 1-1 is a fastball high. Implements such as spurs are banned from use, and children are required to wear helmets and sign waivers by the parents. So it's all in good fun. Runner at second, two away. 2-1 pitch is fouled out of play to the left. Two balls, two strikes. Lynchburg 4, Frederick nothing. We're in the top of the seventh inning. They have already gone final in Buies Creek. Buies Creek defeats Potomac 2-1. That game just went final. They are just about to head to the ninth inning in Wilmington already. Salem with a 3-0 lead over the Blue Rocks. 2-2 pitch, fouled back. Middle away fastball. Salter slightly under it. In the top of the eighth inning, Carolina leads Winston-Salem 6-3. And Down East is starting to pull away from Myrtle Beach. Down East leads 7-2. And the Wood Ducks have the bases loaded with only one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-2 pitch is fouled out of play to the left. Here the score is 4-0. Lynchburg leading, top of the seventh. Hillcats trying to improve to 11-2 against Frederick for the season. Also trying to up the record to 7-2 since the All-Star break. Hillcats have the best second half record so far, 6-2 mark. Salem is one game back at 5-3. Hillcats already have a playoff spot. So right now just playing for pride as much as anything to continue to lead in the second half standings. Winning the first half has secured Lynchburg a trip to the postseason 6 straight years. 2-2, swing and a miss. Change up in the dirt. Ariza blocks it, picks it up, throws to first. And the inning is over. Time to stretch here at Nimmo Field. A couple of strikeouts for Flaw to end the inning after a pair of walks started it. There was a pickoff in the middle. It goes down as no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. Mercedes, Davis, and Murphy coming up. 4-0, Lynchburg on top. Middle of the seventh on the Hillcats Baseball Network.